There are people in this world who scare me. The ones who belong to so-called hate groups bother me, of course, but these are people who wear their ideologies on their sleeves. At least you can see them coming. The other ones, the really scary ones, crop up in the most innocuous places and in the most innocuous ways. Mention to someone in passing that you have a seatbelt for your dog, for example, and see what happens. The world is not divided, as you might expect, into animal lovers and animal haters. No, the two sides range up on either side of that most incendiary of words, anthropomorphism, treating animals like people. I treat my three dogs and two cats like people. Not very bright people, granted, but people. And why wouldn't I? Because they look differently from us? Because they act differently? Because they think differently? While you're justifying the way you treat animals based on these differences, ask yourself how these rationalizations differ from those used in defense of slavery, or religious persecution, or even discrimination against women. 18th century philosopher Jeremy Bentham said, "The question is not can they reason, nor can they talk, but can they suffer? Our haste not to anthropomorphize has in many cases led us to stupidity. Anyone who lives with companion animals can tell you they feel joy and pain and love, and to deny that is to deny the evidence that tells us the very same things about our fellow humans. People say we shouldn't treat animals like people because they're not people. To me, that sounds like an excuse for not treating them well. I choose to evaluate my actions based on what they say about me and what I think is right, not what I think I can get away with. I would no more dress up my dogs in funny outfits for my own amusement than I would dress up my retarded brother-in-law for the same reason. I don't suppose it would matter. He wouldn't know what was going on any more than my dogs would. But I would know, and that's the difference. When I say I love someone or something, that implies to me a certain standard of behavior on my part, which means I would keep a child and a dog from running into the street. I would keep a child and a dog from riding in the back of a pickup truck. I would speak to a child or a dog or my brother-in-law or a nursing home resident with kindness and respect, because how we treat those who are most vulnerable, those who are voiceless and powerless, says a lot about who we are.